Hey, friends, welcome back to another episode of the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys enjoyed the Hagman Show last night. We were on a bit of a rant about a whole lot of different topics. I went off on the Department of Education. There's a lot of good teachers out there, a lot of quality teachers out there. And there's a lot of complete and total pieces of crap teachers out there. And we discussed that in detail last night and what they've been trying to do. And again, this is why I encourage you guys to get involved in your local school systems, your local politics. That chocolate looks good.
It's got a purple stick in it, too.
I only got a purple stick. I'm feeling like a peasant. Should have put some protein in it. It's been one of those mornings.
I'll start on the first story.
I think I'm going to add some on there.
I believe this is complete and total obfuscated lies, the one I'm fixing to cover.
To what you're about to say fake news.
Yeah, fake news. Fake news.
Fake news alert.
That I'm just giving you a fake news alert. Here's why.
Fake news alert.
There were babies in the incubators and we threw them on the floor. George H. Bush.
Iraq.
Kuwait.
Yeah, cool.
Gulf War.
Yep.
The babies were in the hospital. They died on the floor. They were preemies. All of it was fake. Every single bit of that entire story was fake, including the girl who was crying giving the news. So now, here we go. Get ready, because we got to feel sorry for the aggressor. Remember, we talked about it yesterday. Missile causes extensive damage to Israeli hospital. I don't believe it. I believe if that thing got hit, they probably set off a system of C4 in one of the corners, evacuated that wing, said, "We got hit by a missile." You think, come on, Ted, really?
Even if it did. All right, so say Iran did drop a missile. They had lobbed a missile. Beep, big missile from Iran. Beep, in the hospital. Boop. I'm failing to see how that is America's problem.
And what I'm failing to see is that they're lobbing missiles daily into Gaza with a tent city.
They're back and forth.
And so they're killing people in the tent cities with machine guns and missiles and guns, and yet they have a missile dropped on them after they started a war with Iran.
You know, we need to figure out how we're going to handle this massive immigration problem in the United States.
And we need to find out where the Epstein files are. Now, I'm going to do something else here.
Epstein files.
Yeah, I'm going to cover something that Alexander Bruce wrote, and I'm not sure if I agree with it, but I found it extremely intriguing. And I'm going to cover part of it because, quite frankly, this is interesting. Sean Ada Tababia from the People's Voice claims there's a real reason. I can't pronounce it.
I was about to say, I think you did as good as you could do on that one.
You guys do better on it. ALD/TABATABAI. Al-Tabatabai. That's probably better. From the People's Voice claims the real reason Israel attacked Iran was because, I'm not sure if any of this is true. I'm going to read it to you because I found it fascinating, because some of the stuff they say is real. Because the latter has just successfully hacked 3 terabytes of Israeli blackmail files, including the infamous Jeffrey Epstein operation, which Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad agent. We talked about this in detail yesterday. As proof, he shows us a video of DNI Tulsi Gabbard speaking before the Senate Intelligence Committee on March the 25th, 2025, a few months ago, stating that in the assessment of the intelligence community, the Iranian government was not manufacturing any nuclear weapons, nor was there a nuclear program.
Whoa. Now, can he verify this?
He's got it all on video. Sean then takes us down memory lane with 9/11, a refresher course, including an excellent series of documentary clips that may have since been forgotten but are more significant today than ever. Just days before the first strikes, Iranian state hackers pulled off one of the most devastating cyber ops in modern history, seizing or staggering 3 terabytes of top-secret Israeli intelligence, not just military secrets, but compromat. Files attaining and detailing Israel's vast surveillance operations, including deep cover programs inside of the United States. I know this is
all true. Oh, yeah. I know that's real. Yeah.
And within that trove, the evidence of crimes, unspeakable crimes, implicating some of the most powerful people on earth. This just isn't about war. It's about blackmail, betrayal, and a global house of cards on the brink of collapse. There we go. According to Mossad, the world isn't just a stage. It's their stage. That's true. I've heard them say that. They cast themselves as the directors, the producers, and the lead actors in a global psyop, engineered to manipulate perception and advance their agenda. This isn't a theory. They admit to it themselves. It's right there in their official motto, wage war through deception and trickery. Unnamed Mossad agent wearing a disguise, basically says, we create a pretend war. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We are the directors. We are the producers. We are the main actors. The world is our stage. Leslie Stahl on location in Israel. This is Mossad's old office. This motto brought up from Proverbs 24:6 says, in so many words, wage war through deception and trickery. Sean, at the heart of Israel's global deception lies a sprawling web of espionage and blackmail, one that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just connected to, but a key part of. He was Mossad. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. His VIP network, his mansions wired with hidden cameras, which we talked about in depth the other day, Austin. His ties to intelligence agency, all threads in a much larger operation that built on surveillance and coercion. This week, Iranian state hackers accessed a portion of Mossad's classified intelligence files. Among the revelations, what they described as Netanyahu's personal blackmail archive. Senior advisor to Iran's Supreme National Council claims Iran has obtained a trove of intelligence documents. The claims have not yet been verified. That's what I'm saying to you right now. But the source, a known media proxy, is often used by Iranian authorities to release sensitive information before official release is made. According to the thread, Iran now possesses Israel full four-year nuclear development roadmap, classified details on U.S. weapons imports to Israel, records of large bribes paid to four prominent Arab figures, complete intelligence profiles of 23 senior Israeli spies, personal data of 6 million users across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram. Think about that, Austin.
Yeah.
Sensitive infrastructure data on Israeli electricity water systems, files of 400,000 legal cases, including criminal justice and intelligence cases, detailed information on Israeli prisoners, personal files on Benjamin Netanyahu and his personal archives. Now, whether all that's true or not, I don't know. It goes on to say private footage of world leaders and politicians captured through hidden cameras in their homes, along with hacked phone and laptop data. That's probably true. Allegedly, this trove was used not to control adversaries, but powerful figures both inside and outside of Israel. We've talked about this in depth before, and we talked about in depth yesterday how they used blackmail of political figures in order to control things. Such was the devastating nature of the compromise. Netanyahu knew this was no time to waste. Now, here's where it gets sketchy, and here's why I disagree with it. This thing that he did with Iran and this long-term Mossad operation in Iran for the attack that they did was planned a long time in advance. And for me, it's hard for me to believe that he basically was able to turn this thing on and do what he did within a few hours after he found out that they'd been compromised. I don't buy that. I think it was too complicated for that. I think this has been a long, long time out there. Now, whether or not Iran is just releasing this or somebody else is, as more obfuscation, I don't know. Within hours of the breach, the war was declared. Under the cover of preemptive defense, Israeli warplanes launched coordinated strikes on key Iranian military intelligence facilities. But the real targets were weapons. They were people, senior operatives. This is true. We know this. Data servers, hidden bunkers, anything that anyone would possess or leak what Iran had uncovered. Why the urgency? Because even if a fraction of the compromise goes public, if the world sees the true scale of Israel's blackmail operations, their deep ties to Western institutions, their weaponization of pedophilia, and how far they've gone to stage manage geopolitics, the fallout will be catastrophic. This isn't about protecting national security. It's about preserving the illusion, ensuring the world never sees behind the curtain. Remember, the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan is in Israel. They work from there. Just remember that. The Bible talks about that twice in the book of Revelation. Let me give you just a taste of the lengths they're willing to go to. First case study, Jeffrey Epstein. The official story, and listen to this, this is why I agree with this. This is primarily the reason I'm reading this story right now. The official story is that he died in a New York City jail. But those in the know aren't buying it, and neither should you. When the heat became unbearable and the risk of exposure too great, they didn't sacrifice him. They rescued him, Austin.
Yep.
I said he never died. The body double they pulled out of there had different earlobes, etc. Epstein was smuggled out of the U.S. under the nose of the so-called justice system and quietly returned to Israel, a high-valued assets project at all costs. It was a masterclass in misdirection. Israel pulling the strings, making a mockery of U.S. laws, showing just how deep their influence runs. Second case study, 9/11. Yes, that 9/11. Stay with me because the evidence we've uncovered doesn't just raise questions. It has blows open the official narrative. Netanyahu first predicted the World Trade Center would be attacked in his 1995 manifesto. That's a fact. He did that. As though there wasn't damning enough, there's a video which explains Netanyahu's chilling explains the details exactly what was going to happen on September the 11th, 2001. And you can watch the video. I'll post all this. It's Benjamin Netanyahu. I said that the West really doesn't understand militant Islam. So I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam bringing down the World Trade Center. He said that, Austin. Isn't that interesting? Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, nations and mockers don't go to war easily, and they usually debate and argue before they do. Sometimes they have to be bombed into going to war. That's exactly what happened in World War II. All of Europe had been conquered, and America was actually bombed in Pearl Harbor, and that was the pivotal event that opened the eyes of Americans. And once their eyes were open, they gathered the power that is available in this great free nation, and a result was preordained. I think in a similar way, the bombing of September 11th, the bombing of September 11th, opened the eyes of Americans. Now, I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this stuff, because now they've got intelligence agent Tulsi Gabbard testifying before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Here's what she said. The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. The Supreme Leader Khomeini has not authorized a nuclear weapons program that he suspended, Austin, in 2003. 22 years ago.
What did we say yesterday? I said, if they really has taken them 30 years to try to build a nuclear bomb, you really think just suddenly they just figured it out last night?
Well, no, think about it. If they had a nuclear bomb after 30 years, they would already nuke
it. They'd have already used it, dude. They would have already been chomping at the bits to hit that switch.
Then it says, here's the reality. Netanyahu's been crying wolf about Iran's imminent nuclear bomb for over 30 years. Every year, a new deadline. Every year, the world is supposed to war.
Every year, they're about to create it. They're about to get it. Come on, dude.
He used the same script with Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
Feeding the Bush administration exaggerated claims about Iraqis' weapons of mass destruction to push for war. The result? No weapons of mass destruction, just endless bloodshed, destabilization, and a legacy of lies. Benjamin Netanyahu, there is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working advancing towards nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. If you take out Saddam's regime, I can guarantee that it will have enormous positive reverberations in the region. Total lie. And what it did is put a central bank in by the Rothschild Kabbalah, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. Amy Goodman from Democracy Now!, Benjamin Netanyahu has publicly stated that the September 11th attacks have been good for Israel.
Look at this right here. I want to address this real quick on Cedar Hedge. No, I want to bring this up. Just tying in what you're saying. This is YouGov just came out. Only 16% of Americans polled. They think the U.S. military should get involved in conflict between Israel and Iran.
I think that's accurate.
And of that, only 19% voted for Trump.
Wow.
19% of Trump supporters only think we need to get involved with the engagement between those two. That gives you some numbers right there on a poll as far as why and how we're getting involved in this. And it's not because the United States of America citizens actually want this happening. I just want to interject that real quick.
I want everybody to read this article I'm posting. The dancing Israelis who were seen dancing after 9/11 went down were released after 10 weeks and returned to Israel, where they appeared on TV and admitted they had full knowledge of 9/11 and were in New York to document the attacks. I saw the clip for this. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say about this stuff. I mean, I told you that 9/11, that we had the CIA, Mossad, MI6, our government, rogue elements of our government were all involved in this. And so all of this stuff, you got to read through and say, okay, really, what's happening here? And then let's not forget about Building 7, which held the evidence to Enron. This group of people run the planet because they control the money supply. Because they control the money supply, Austin, they have the ability now to either contract or increase the M1 money supply, either causing massive contraction of the economy, causing massive recessions and depressions, to force the leaders of the countries to listen to them. This is what happened in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act. Or they can inflate the currency, and they can go ahead and go long on the market, which is going to go up, make huge amounts of money. Then they contract the M1 like they did in 1929 and cause a massive shortage and short the markets before it all falls down, just like somebody did before 9/11 with American Airlines stocks.
Yep.
Don't think this thing's all not orchestrated. It's all orchestrated. It's all planned out.
Or also how Fauci and numerous other factions of government bought huge shares of Moderna when Moderna at the time before COVID had never actually brought anything to market that got a government contract. Nothing. They had produced nothing significant on any contracts. Suddenly, all these politicians are buying up Moderna, Moderna, Moderna. Then what happened 3 months later? Oh, Moderna gets the COVID contract. Moderna is this number two as far as the COVID vaccine. Moderna gets billions of dollars in government subsidies to produce the vaccine and give it to the American population. It's crazy, man. But on a side note, you guys know one of the main products we have, Ultra Multiple Powder.
It's not on sale, is it?
It's on sale.
Oh, my
Y'all
God.
Voted, and it won. The big one.
It always wins.
It wins every time as soon as it goes up for it. It's on sale for over $62.89. Oh, it's like 17, 18% off. I had a big discount.
I have a funny story.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Gloat.
I am gloating.
Well, before you gloat, I want to read this review right here. Some new customer just put this in. Ultimate Multi Powder is the best. Health Masters Powder Multivitamin is amazing. As a bariatric patient, I've searched 3 years and tried hundreds of multivitamins during this time. Hundreds. This is a legit customer. I'm going to put these up. Everybody adds them whenever they sign up and they order product. None of which helped, as I've dealt with nutritional deficiencies. After speaking with Dr. Brewer, he recommended their powder multiple and listed all the nutrient benefits it brings. Within minutes of my first dose, I felt instantly better. I've been taking it for 2 months, and now I truly feel like a new person. Thank you, Dr. Brewer and Austin, for all you do.
I know who wrote this.
Yeah.
And they did have these results.
I know. Great results from it.
In fact, we talked about her on yesterday's show.
I thought I'd give her a little cue again today from that yesterday. Great customer.
Melina, thank you.
Great listener.
Thank you, Melina.
And it does work like that. Everybody that gets
results from it. No, I mean, that product, I told you, I broke my fifth metatarsal on my left foot, tripping on the roof.
I broke my wrist.
Don't send me letters about me.
And my ankle. And my brother is.
Yeah, my foot's doing great. And then he goes on to say, and this on last thing with this article, he goes, with secrets this dark and explosive, it's no surprise I'd rather plunge the world into World War III than let the truth come to light.
There you go.
We must continue to reject the lies relentlessly. The greatest act of resistance is exposing the truth. That's a good close. And the truth of the matter, he's exactly right. People don't understand that if you stand for truth, you stand for righteousness.
And you're going to get flack.
And you're going to get flack.
A lot.
Because the Bible says that light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. That's Jesus
exactly
said that
right.
to us. And so we need to understand that God is truth. He is light. Things that get in the light that get exposed, we get to see what they really are about. 9/11, JFK assassination, the continuing destruction of the United States of America, the military-industrial complex, all of this, the amount of drugs being pushed into the people in the United States, fluoride in the water supply, tricyclic antidepressants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all of these problems that we have, statin drugs, all brought to you by the synagogue of Satan. Period. That's how they control the people through pharmakia and through debt and through greed. Always remember that. That's why God came to deliver us from this and to give us life and to give it to us in abundance so that we would have the ability to walk away from these clowns and say, no, thank you. I'm not going to do this. I don't want to be involved in this. I'm not going to take your statin drug. And how about you say, I'm going to pass on your gene therapy injection.
Let's clarify. And we're also going to make sure all of our children and friends' children pass on gene therapy injections. The fact
and the 76 vaccine.
You know, they pulled the shot off the schedule. But I got to address the fact that the COVID-19 shot is still available for ages 6 months and older. It's there, ready to go. The pediatricians, I found out, are still pushing it. It's just not on the CDC shot schedule.
They're stuck with a bunch of inventory they can't
sell. Exactly
right. You know what I said? They're stuck with a bunch of inventory they can't sell. So then now, you've got to take the shot. It's $99.95.
Well, add it on your bill. Insurance will cover it.
And you're like, we got 2,000 vials in stock. We don't know what to do with it. So we're gonna give it to you for half price. And now I'm speculating on some of that. Obviously, I don't know if they're that, because I know a lot of pediatricians wouldn't do something like that. But I guarantee you, with Blue Cross Blue Shield giving them subsidies.
Yeah. I got a better idea. Just stick with the old multiple powder on sale for 18% off. You'll stay away healthier. Stay away from the vaccines.
Can't believe you dropped it 18%. That's a huge sale.
It is, but the thing about it is it's expensive product to make because everything that's in it, but it works so good. And go back to your gloating story.
Oh,
I know you got to get it out.
No, we got a new story. John Whitehead. I love John.
Oh,
no,
I thought
Whitehead.
You were going to go on the gloat about the multiple.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I know.
You so rudely interrupted me. I was thinking, oh, story. Okay, let's do this. This is not really about gloating.
I was trying to deflect from it, and I was like, you know what? Just get it out there.
I developed that product years and years ago, and we put it into production, and we said we're going to use it. And Austin said, nobody's going to want to use a powdered multiple. And I said, they will if it tastes good.
Well, we had the capsules. Let's clarify back. We had the multiple capsules we developed.
And they're excellent.
And it worked great.
And I said, but we don't have to use any flow agents.
Yep. You know, he goes, I want to make a powder. And I was like, no one wants to deal with a powder. Just
take
the capsule.
Make it taste good. And you said, it'll never sell. And I said, yeah, it will. It's going to be a great product. And people are going to love it because they don't want to swallow. Nobody like, I don't like swallowing pills. I take a handful of this stuff like twice a day.
Well, I was very concerned when we first started on was going to make it taste good because I know how difficult it is to get stuff with high doses of B12 because it's bitter. B vitamins are bitter. And I told you, I said, it's going to taste horrible. Nobody's going to want to buy it. Sure enough, he figured out how to make it taste good. And then everybody liked it.
And that's one of our
top
sellers.
I had to eat my words on that one.
That's one of our top sellers.
I use it every day, too.
Yeah, and then we did. And then I remember years ago, we ordered a bunch of it from our supplier. And I remember we put a huge sale on it. And I remember we got a lot of people trying it.
Yeah.
And they stayed with it. Now.
Yep. Yeah, we had another formula that we did a ways back, and it wasn't as sweet. And so we kept that one, and we did both formulas, but then people wanted the sweeter one, and then we did the sweeter one back, which is this one. The other one, it was okay.
It's okay.
But I've had people ask about it. The problem is it's really hard to cover up those B vitamin bitters. It's rough on that. So we do the best we can on it. And remember, you don't have to just mix this in water. I've had people say this. So I mix like two scoops in water, and it's really sweet. It tastes pretty good. You can mix it in the multiple, or you can mix it with the Fit Food. You can mix it in the GHI. He made a shake the other day.
That was fantastic.
We got done working out. I don't know what he did. He had some concoction up in the house. What did you do, GHI?
It was the protein powder.
Oh, that's why. It was a protein powder.
I got to get more GHI. I'm out of the house.
Yeah,
that was a good shake, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you guys ever come down here and you want me to make you a shake, if I'm around, well, sometimes I'm not, sometimes I am, I'll make you a shake, show you how the stuff can taste, how good it gets.
I got to give him this. Eggs and protein shakes. I don't know anybody can do it better.
Well, I used to work when I was in high school. I worked at the gym in Winter Haven. It was called Jerry and B's Health Club. And I ran the bar behind there as far as the health bar.
Yeah.
And I had to make egg salad all the time. And I mean a lot of egg salad.
That's how you deshell those. We'll do like 24 eggs in a pot, boil them. Hard boil. And he'll be over there and I'll put the pot out. And like 2 minutes later, they're all deshelled. I'm like, how'd you do that fast? He's got his little spoon.
Well, no, what you do is you don't try to peel them. You cut them in half and then you take a scoop, but you scoop them out. You
do it fast.
Yeah, you can't try to
pick them with the fingers.
Sometimes they just don't. You lose half the egg.
But
you take the egg, you cut it in half, you drop it down, you take a spoon, scoop it out. You're done. Is that fast?
But you can't overcook them either. You do like 9 minutes.
Seven. You bring them to a boil. You turn them on low. Let them sit there with the lid on for 7 minutes, and that's it. It's done. Otherwise, they get
green and rubbery.
Yeah, rubbery.
Then they're hard to peel.
Then they turn green. Then you just throw them away.
Nobody likes green eggs and ham.
That's awful. Well, nobody likes ham. Don't eat ham. I told somebody yesterday I was talking about pork, and I said she basically told she had a bunch of friends to start drinking wine.
Yeah,
they got all puffy.
Yeah, you start holding a lot of water on alcohol.
Women remember this. It's really important. There's a certain enzyme. I used to know what it was. I forgot which one it is that you don't have that men have. It makes it very difficult for you to process alcohol, and it causes a lot more damage to your liver than it does to guys' livers.
I remember you told me that.
And it also bloats you out. And when you drop the enzyme lipase out because you're not making it anymore, you gain weight. So I'm going to drink 2 glasses of wine a week. About 10 years later, you're up 100 pounds. You're like, what the heck just happened to me?
About 100 pounds.
Oh, 2 glasses a week? That stops the production of lipase for the entire week.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? After one
year. Well, yeah, if you're having one glass and 2 or 3 days later, you're having another one.
Okay, so now you gain
how many calories in a glass of wine?
So you gain 10 pounds a year, 10 years. That's 100 pounds up. It just happens. I've seen it over and over and over again. And by the way, diet sodas do the same thing because they contain methyl alcohol. I've seen that too.
123 calories in one glass of
wine. It's not the calories. It's what it does to the liver. It's what it does to. And so you see this stuff, and you see these girls start gaining weight. You see these guys start getting beer guts, and you start to realize the alcohol is very toxic to the liver.
Is that?
And the liver's got to get rid of it. I mean, you want to mess up your liver, start drinking.
Yeah, but the calories add up too because you think about it. Average guy. If he's drinking a beer, they're going out drinking. They're not drinking one beer at 100, 150 calories.
Nope.
They're drinking 4, 5, 6 beers.
Hopefully, I'm getting a designated driver.
Yeah, or Uber. But, you know, even 6 beers, that's like 700, 800 calories.
Yeah.
That's a lot of calories.
Well, then you stop the production of
right.
the base.
And then you go eat a cheese pizza with it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you just do what you
Bingo,
do.
Bingo, baby.
We all digress. The real national emergency, endless wars, failing. By the way, the reason I just did all that was to cool it down for the show.
You did that on purpose? I was just having fun.
I was having fun, too. But here's why I always do that. I always try to put a lighthearted story in, because we just did a really heavy story on Mossad. And it's like, ugh. So we try to come back and tell you a story and have some fun with it, because that way you guys go, yeah, this is a good show today, because you guys are laughing, okay? And I could tell you some dating stories that make you laugh, but Austin told me I can't tell you those stories.
Please don't.
I talked to Karen Rogers this morning about dating. It was funny. She called me. She's a good friend, been for many years.
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Good.
And she was laughing this morning. She goes, you need to do a show on dating and all the horrors of it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I should. So, but I'm not on
that. No.
But she said not on this show.
No, it was different. No.
Okay,
no.
Now back to this again. More funny stuff. Here's another real tough story.
Oh, boy.
The real national emergency. Endless wars, Austin. Failing infrastructure in a dying republic.
Ugh.
Whoa. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. Probably the Eisenhower, 1953, who I did not like him at all. The Eisenhower death camps killed over 2 million German soldiers.
He's the one who warned about the military-industrial complex.
He did, but he killed the German soldiers because he hated German people for some reason. 70 years after President Eisenhower warned about the cost of the military-industrial complex, America is still stealing from its own people to fund a global empire.
There you go.
In 2025 alone, the U.S. has launched airstrikes in Yemen, bombed Houthi-controlled ports and radar installations, deployed greater numbers of troops and multiple aircraft carriers to the Middle East, and edged closer to direct war with Iran in support of Israel's escalating conflict. Each of these new fronts has been sold to the public as a national defense. In truth, they are the latest outposts in a decades-long campaign of empire maintenance, one that lines the pocket of defense contractors while schools crumble, bridges collapse, and veterans sleep on the streets.
That's true.
This isn't about national defense. It's about empire maintenance. It's about preserving a military-industrial complex that profits from endless war, global policing, and foreign occupations. The United States spent most of the last half century policing the globe. What was it become of a huge money-making venture? The U.S. government, with its vast military empire, is one of the best buyers and sellers. America's role in the Russian-Ukraine conflicts already cost $112 billion. The U.S. military reportedly has more than 1.3 million women on active duty, men and women, with more than 200,000 of them stationed overseas. American troops are stationed in Somalia, Iraq, Syria, Germany, South Korea, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Oman, Niger, Chad, Mali, Turkey, Philippines, and Northern Australia.
Doesn't it, bro?
These numbers are significantly higher, in keeping with the Pentagon's policy of not fully disclosing where and how many troops we have operational. Incredibly, America's military forces aren't being deployed abroad to protect freedoms, rather than used to guard oil fields, guard poppy fields, build foreign infrastructure, and protect financial interests of the corporate elite. In fact, the United States military spends about $81 billion a year just to protect oil supplies around the world.
Yep.
America's military empire spans nearly 800 bases and 160 countries, operating at a cost of $156 billion yearly, in which they bring C-130 transport planes in, loaded with drugs, loaded with contraband, into these military bases through the CIA, and they never get inspected whatsoever. There is no customs declarations. As Vine reports, even U.S. military resorts and recreation areas in the world, like the Bavarian Alps, Seoul, South Korea, and are bases of a kind. Worldwide, the military runs more than 170 golf courses. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
For 20 years, the U.S. war machine propped up Afghanistan to the tune of trillions of dollars and thousands of lives because they had to have poppy for the CIA. When troops left Afghanistan because they developed fentanyl, not the troops, but the government did.
Yes.
The military-industrial complex simply shifted theaters, turning to Yemen, Iran, and the Red Sea. Each new conflict is marked with national defense. In reality, it's business as usual for the Pentagon's global footprint, with American soldiers used as pawns in the government's endless quest to control global markets, prop up foreign regimes, and secure oil, data, and strategic ports, all being sold for liberty. This is how the military-industrial complex aided and abetted by the likes of, I'm sorry, this is what he's saying, don't get mad at me, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, George H. Bush, Bill Clinton, and others continues to get rich at taxpayers' expense. Yet, while the rationale may keep changing why American military faces a policy policing the globe, these wars abroad aren't making America or the rest of the world great again or any safer again. They're certainly not making America great. They're undeniably digging the U.S. into deeper debt. War spending is bankrupting America. It already has. It's bankrupt. The only reason we have been able to continue to do this is because the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. That's it. It's lost 97% of its purchasing power since the Federal Reserve Bank from the Rothschild banking empire took it over in 1913 in an overnight meeting with these weirdos that voted for it in Congress. Although the U.S. constitutes only 5% of the world's population, America boasts 50% of the world's total military expense. Think about that.
There you go.
Spending more on the military than the next 19 nations combined. This is why Iran isn't a problem, Austin. You think about how many military planes do we have?
I think we're 13 or 14,000.
How many military planes Iran have?
500.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
You get the math here?
This is the conversation I had yesterday.
There is no threat. America has no threat from any nation in the world, including the Soviet Union. All it is obfuscation and rhetoric to force more money into the military industrial complex and keep you living in fear, because a population living in fear is easier to control. Oh my God, we're going to die if we don't listen.
If you don't take the COVID shot, you're going to die.
Okay, where can I take the shot? What's in it?
We don't know. We don't care. Take the shot, peasant.
What's it going to do me long term?
We don't know. We don't care.
They knew and they cared. They care. They did so much research with DARPA. They knew exactly what it was going to do. In the early 2000s, when they tested the mRNA shot, every single ferret, every single mammal they tested on it, all of them died of sepsis. 100%. Period.
Well, this is the thing. Like, people in the top, as far as the Air Force, the military, China, they have 3,150 total combined aircrafts in their military. 3,150. The U.S., we're over 13,000 currently right now. Just the Air Force has 5,200. So just our Air Force, not Marines, no other branch, just the Air Force has more than the entire Chinese Army.
And now think about this for a second. Listen, we have the Sun and Fun show every year in Lakeland.
Yep.
And they'll bring over 6 or 7 F-16s. Or F-16s, F-18s.
F-35s.
They'll bring a few dozen of those over. A few dozen of all, you know, maybe a dozen of, when you combine all of them. Can you imagine if they did a flyover with 5,000 aircraft?
5,000. You'd blot out the sun, dude. You'd blot out the sky.
I remember my grandfather was sitting near Hanover on the way to Bremerhaven in 1945, standing outside.
Yeah.
And the B-17s flew over. They blacked out the sun, he said.
There's probably only a couple hundred.
Oh, there's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Because of all the fighter escorts and everything.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He says they blacked out the sun. He said he could not believe how many of them came over their house. And what they would do, because they were bombing civilians, remember that. If they saw you standing out there in a field, which happened to my relatives, they were out there farming, plowing, and they dropped bombs on them.
Drop ordnance. Well, look at Dresden.
Just trying to kill civilians.
Look at Dresden.
And they said that it was unbelievable. My mom said, she was there, that they had to have blackout drape, and basically they put blankets on the windows at night, and they would use candles to keep the light down, because if they were able to fix on their home with light coming off the ground, they didn't care what it was. They would just drop ordnance on it.
Well, they knew someone who was there. That's it.
There was light. They would just the unbridled killing of civilians and children.
It was in a fury. He goes, what's he say? He goes, ideals are peaceful, history is violent.
Yeah.
Everybody's always got this concept, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, this sounds great, and this looks good on paper. At the end of the day, history's violent.
You guys remember something. Germany never attacked the United States. They were allies with Japan. You know, what they did to Japan with Hiroshima and Nagasaki was unbelievable. But what they did to Dresden was even worse.
I don't know. The second nuke was pretty rough.
Well, I know.
The first one was like, okay, we're dropping one. It was devastating.
It was so hot in Dresden, people melted into the asphalt with their children in their arms.
Hiroshima did, too.
They got vaporized.
Yeah, I mean, again, history's violent.
Yeah, but again, the United States was never attacked by Germany. They still did this. You know why Winston Churchill still did this? The Druid? No, and don't tell me he wasn't a Druid. Do the research on it before you start fussing at me in letters. Winston Churchill, the Druid? he basically wanted to have a blood sacrifice, and he used Dresden as the blood sacrifice. They came over with concussion bombs. First thing at 12 o'clock at night, blew the roofs off the buildings downtown Dresden, one of the most beautiful Baroque capitals in the world. 2 hours later, next wave of bombers came in with incendiary bombs to light them all up. And all the people ran out of the street burning alive. You know, don't tell me what war is. War is a nightmare from hell. That's why it bothers me that we have leaders in our country, Austin, that want us to get engaged. The only reason we haven't had a world war again is the United States' military is so far advanced compared to everybody
else. Like I said, our air superiority is to the roof. Now, there's one article I want to cover here.
Let me one more couple of things.
I got two emails that I got addressed today.
Since 2001, we spent more than $10 trillion waging these wars.
Sounds about right.
Co-opted by greedy defense contracts, corrupt politicians, and independent, incompetent government officials, America's expanding military empire spends 32 million per hour, 24 hours a day.
These don't maintain themselves, bro.
Mm, nope. How much you guys read this? $71 for a metal pin that should cost 4 cents is what they charge. Raytheon and America, the rest of them pay. $644 for a small gear smaller than the dime that sells for $12, but we get billed $644 for it. You know. Think about this for a second. The fact that such price gouging. See, Elon Musk never got to the military industrial complex.
No, they will not touch the Pentagon. He never touched the Pentagon.
Remember Doge? It lasted like 3 months, and all of a sudden they started talking about Fort Knox. We're done with Doge. We're done, right? Too many people getting too rich off what's going on.
He got into USID and some of the Social Security and stuff like that. They didn't let him touch the Pentagon. Well, granted, a lot of stuff's classified anyways, though. He was never getting access to it.
The 9/11 attacks were blowback. The Boston Marathon bombing was blowback. The attempted Times Square bomber was blowback. The Fort Hood shooter of major U.S. Army was blowback. The U.S. military's drone price continue to kill people all over the world. The Warhawks' militarization of America, bringing home the spoils of war, military tanks, grenade launchers, Kevlar helmets, assault rifles, gas masks, ammunition, battering rams, night vision binoculars, etc., and handing them over to local police.
Oh yeah, that was under Obama. Obama brought back all the equipment we had from Iraq.
Bridges fail, water systems fail, students drown in debt, and veterans sleep on the streets while the Pentagon builds runways in the desert and funds proxy wars that nobody can explain with runways that nobody uses.
There are a lot of runways.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
You know, I mean, the thing about it, if they want to land military aircraft, they can do it right in Lakeland. There's a 10,000-foot runway. They don't have to build a new airplane.
They don't have to ask. They just do whatever they want. Now, this is what I got. I've gotten two emails this week. And I want to address this because this is becoming more of an issue. And I think it has a lot to do with the water, has a lot to do with the food supply. Not the F-22. That's the link to this.
Is that a 22 or 30?
That's 22.
Oh, I love the 22.
Pull that off so it's not a distraction. People are emailing me up having issues with their blood work on their T3 levels. I've had two people ask me this now.
We are not giving medical advice.
I'm not giving you medical advice. I had Harrison write me an article. He's an excellent writer, by the way.
He's one of the best. Yeah. I told him the other day when I was arguing about something, I said, you need to do this and do this and write this. I said, I'm going to taught you how to write anyhow.
Yeah, he about outright you now.
No. There's no problem. He can outright me now, Austin. Harrison can write better than I can now.
Yeah. Well, so I asked him to write up a really concise, clear article on the thyroid support, and he did. And so I recommend everybody that has an issue, if you're trying to figure out your thyroid level, I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not telling you anything with medical.
This is all documented medical stuff.
This is all nutrition information. And by the way, it's all documented. Now, there's 14 references that are all documented. And it goes into detail on the thyroid support, what's in it, from the tyrosine to the iodine to also one of the big things in here is the, where we have it, the glandular concentrates. These are from bovine. These are freed, dried animal organs that supply tiny amounts of peptides and trace nutrients missing from modern diets. This formula includes bovine, thyroid, adrenal, pituitary, thymus, and spleen.
This is the best product on the market.
This is probably one of the best thyroid supports we put together. There's a huge factor in this that makes it work so well because at the end of the day,
a lot of people can't lose weight because of thyroid.
Exactly
issues.
Right. I was going to tell you, if people aren't having blood sugar issues and they're keeping their diet fairly clean and they're still having issues with weight, that's the next question I asked them is where are your thyroid levels at on your blood work? And invariably, in most cases, their T3 levels or some of their other thyroid-stimulated hormones are really, really low.
How many should they take a day, Austin?
Start off with one. Well, they say strong product.
Strong product.
Okay. Strong product. Start off with one. You can go up to three a day, possibly four a day, but it's usually not needed. This product is that strong. And so we still keep a low dose of iodine in it because some people that are having issues with thyroid also stack additional iodine. And I didn't want to load this product up with so much iodine that you can't supplement with anything else. You can kind of dial this in. This is a great article. It's on Team Health Masters. It's entitled Thyroid Tune-Up, Health Masters Thyroid Support. So this answers everybody's question that's emailed me about thyroid. Here's the article. Goes into detail. Super clear, super quick, and very simple to read.
With full documentation.
With 14 references.
And you know, and see, that's the thing we try to do. I mean, Harrison's, he's probably one of the most brilliant people I've ever known. He's really
awesome.
Academically, he was unbelievable. Graduated college with his bachelor's degree at 18, master's in Florida State University, number one in the MBA program at 19, then law school. I mean, who does that, right? And so it was funny when they were little. I'm going to give you a little. We're doing another segue back again. We had we were doing a Becca homeschool, and Savannah was like 6, 8, and 10 for Harrison. And I remember I would have them all write articles of fiction stories every single week using their vocabulary words, starting at the age of six.
By the way, that's a really, really good tool to develop writing skills.
Well, no, that's why I did it. And what happened is they'd have like 25 spelling words a week. Well, most of the time people will say, you got to memorize a spelling word. Okay, well, you forget it as soon as you do it.
It's a pointless spelling word if you don't utilize
I would have them write a short story using the 25 spelling words. I didn't care. They could talk about albino racehorses on the southern tip of Tiberia. They could make up anything they wanted. It didn't matter. They had to use the words right.
Right.
If they didn't, I would walk up to it. I'd read the paper. I'd rip it in half. Do it again. Words aren't right. That happened a couple times to each of them, and that was it. They were always writing right. So if you've got kids and you're homeschooling them, teach them how to do that, and it develops incredible creative writing skills. It does. It really does. And that's why Harris can write stuff like this. Plus, he's really smart on top of everything else. But I'm really proud of him. Academically, he's the most gifted person I've ever seen.
He's an attorney. He's great. He's brilliant. Yeah. So, yeah, but again, this is the answers the question to those emails. And I like to do this sometimes when I get similar emails multiple times from different people. It's way more efficient for me to write an article, post it on the site, and cover it on the show because now everybody has access to it. And guys,
and guys, take this article and just copy and paste it, or just send the link to everybody.
Send it to other people that are having thyroid issues and any other various issues you find on here. I don't charge for these articles. This is a premium platinum package where I charge you $100 a month.
We probably need to do that for $10
honestly,
a month.
Honestly, I'm not ready. I've had so many people want more stuff, and I give them more and more stuff, and then people complain about it, and then I look at their and they bought nothing.
Yeah.
They email me. I give them info. And they're like, well, yeah, the ultimate multiple, it's too expensive. I don't want to spend $30. I bought my Walmart one for $20. And I'm like, then stop asking me for help, dude. And I'm not trying to be mean, but it gets frustrating.
I remember we used to do, I told you the first time you started running the company.
Oh, gosh.
You always get third-party consults. My brother's uncle, cousin's plumber's neighbor basically has problems. Can you contact them? No.
And they don't
know who you are. They don't want to listen.
And the 3 percenters that do order our products, that do support the show, that do leave us comments.
They rarely ever say anything.
I really appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. And I say that sincerely because without you, we couldn't do this. And you guys are the ones really that I try to go after and really take care of and support the best I can because you guys have my back and I got yours.
A lot of you guys contact me at AskDrTedB@Yahoo.com and you'll put it on the top of your header. I'm a 3 percenter.
I get that a lot too. Anyways. And by the way, I'm being honest with you. I prioritize those emails immediately.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. But when I get emails from the same person 10 times and then they want to argue with me about their great value brand Walmart vitamin, how it's $2 for 10 and how they're going to take that instead because they don't want to buy multiple, I'm not even going to respond to you. And yes, I've got emails like
that. You go to any health food store and you buy a high quality multiple vitamin, it's over $30.
Oh, absolutely. You're not getting cheap stuff. The Amazon has ruined the vitamin world because of fraudulent products that are unbelievably cheap out of China.
And even Amazon knows that. That's why they're asking people now to disclose their suppliers and ingredient lists because they know people are selling fake stuff on Amazon.
Now Foods busted it because there were actually companies out of China that were labeling their products as now vitamins. They weren't even now products, but they were labeled as now. They were completely fake synthetic formulas. Didn't even test for the ingredients. They were totally bogus. Mm-hmm. And they were selling them right under Now's brand online.
Yeah.
Then that's why we're so specific. If you buy something from Health Masters, it comes directly from us. Nobody drop ships our stuff.
No.
We handle everything.
So that's true. We don't.
No, I won't do it.
If somebody's pretending they're Health Masters, they're going to drop ship you something, It ain't us.
It ain't us. No. So thank you again for the support for my 3%ers. Appreciate y'all on every aspect of it. And that's why I really try to get these shows up to you every single day and get the news topics out to you every single day. Because, you know, and you said earlier, you made a top comment about maintenance and military maintenance. And you see it with anything. You know, you get these big houses down here in Florida, their maintenance. The same thing goes with our body. You know, it's funny to me that people be more concerned about maintenance of their house or their vehicle, and they're not even concerned about the maintenance of their own body. I've told you guys before, it'd be like if you saved up your money and you bought a brand new C8. You saved up, you worked on it.
C8's Corvette.
Corvette. You know, I saw the CR1 the other day at the dealership.
You took me. I was with you.
I didn't post a photo. They got the first one in.
And really Chevy, cool. The Chevy, the same day they get to the dealership.
The ZR1X.
Oh, my gosh.
The E-Ray with it. I digress. But I've asked people that. You know, and they say, yeah, if I bought a car like that, I keep it polished. I keep it waxed. I do the best I could. I said, well, when you take that car to the gas station, would you go and fill it up with 87? Or you go, no, 87 is still too cheap. I want the cheap
sludge.
Ethanol sludge in the back we can't sell anymore. It's probably like 80 octane. That's what I want to put in my Corvette. Answer is no. Nobody in the right mind would ever do that. You're going to put 93. You're going to make sure it runs top tier. You're going to keep it taken care of. Why would you do that for an item that you drive and you wouldn't do that for your own body? So if you're going to do it, you're going to take care of your body, put the right nutrients in it, and keep your body strong and healthy as best you possibly can. And I promise you, it will make a difference. And I told this to Doug last night. He was asking some stuff about, you know, Iran, Iraq. And I said, here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's another war. I don't agree with it. I will not support another war. But you know what we can do? We can get involved in our local elections. We can get involved in our local school board. We can get involved in our local, you know, commissioners. You know, corrupt those guys are. We can get involved with our local friends and family and get them healthy. Encourage the kids and parents to stay strong and healthy and raise little Americans. We can do that. And we can make a difference. And the thing is, if everybody started getting involved more locally with their friends, family, and communities, it would have a grassroots effort that would explode across the entire country. And that's where I think a lot of patriots have lost the mark, is we get so wrapped up in foreign policy and political powers in Washington, we stop to actually look at the very things we're affected by and we affect every day in our hometown.
You know, it's funny. Everybody laughed at Obama being a community organizer.
Exactly.
When he won the presidency, if you think he won.
I did. I was a community organizer.
Yeah, that wasn't a joke.
But then we look back and we go, that wasn't a joke.
Yeah, he started the grassroots.
That's how you make stuff happen.
And now, I personally think a lot of that was just election fraud, as always. But the reality is that Austin's right. I mean, I watch people go out and spend $100 on a pair of tennis shoes. That's a cheap pair of shoes nowadays.
Nowadays, geez.
Okay, now, I try to buy stuff, you know, a lot cheaper than that for tennis shoes to work out in.
The problem is the really cheap ones don't last anymore.
And they don't hold up.
They fall apart after a month.
But the problem is they go out and spend, $100 for a pair of tennis shoes, or they want to go berserk and have a designer pair, they'll spend $200 or $300. I've seen that, too. But yet you tell them that they need to start eating clean. Well, I don't want to spend the money for that. And you go, well, okay. Well, you can buy some multiple vitamins for $30. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you really eat clean and take some multiple vitamins, you'll feel a whole lot better. I don't think so. I'm going to go ahead and buy my tennis shoes. And they spend their money on things they don't need to impress people they don't know with money they don't have in many cases because they're putting it on credit cards. Yeah. But yet they won't stop for a second and put money into their bodies or into their health.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden now they're 50 years old or 40 years old and they're impotent. Just mentioning it, they have high blood pressure. They feel horrible. They have no energy whatsoever. They can't walk a block, much less a mile. And they sit there and say, I'm ready for the apocalypse. How are you going to walk a block if you can't do it now? If you're 100, 200, 300 pounds overweight, what are you going to do when you can't get your drugs anymore? I'm being kind of negative here, but I'm being very truthful right now. If you can't get insulin because you're eating so much all the time, and you suddenly can't get a supply of insulin because there is no more insulin, what are you going to do next? You're going to die. Yeah, and the sad part about it is that when you look at this, people don't want to think through it. You need to stay frosty. You need to stay in shape. I mean, Austin and I work out 6 days a week. I mean, I train all the time. Van will be here in an hour and a half. We're going to work out again. I've got a show with Dave Hodges this afternoon. I don't know when he's going to post it. But the reality is that, you know, we're doing the best we possibly can to teach you how to be healthy and to stay healthy. And we're also trying to help you to do something different than that. We're trying to teach you how to have fluid reasoning skills for those of you who don't know what that means. That means let's look at the causal effect of this. If we're sitting here and we're going, we're going to do whatever we have to do to get into war with Iran and Russia and Pakistan and Turkey and China, which are all the countries that are saying, you know, don't go into Iran. Why are we thinking that that's okay? Well, that's because we have 12,000 or 14,000 planes.
We got to figure out what to do with them.
Well, most of them, a lot of them don't fly because they're too much maintenance on them in the aircraft. A lot of them are antiquated. But now here's what Trump's doing now. This just came out on Daily Mail right now during the show. Trump launches secret bid to end the MAGA civil war and get key allies back on with the Iranian strikes. Because what's happened, this is because of Tucker Carlson. The White House is quietly working behind the scenes to quell an ongoing civil war in his movement. After the first Israeli military strikes began last Thursday, prominent supporters voiced their outrage. They believed that Trump could get us into another war. Carlson criticized Trump, Tucker Carlson, support for Israel strikes on Iran, noting in a newsletter published Monday that many Trump MAGA movements are not happy.
Nope.
The U.S. says it was not involved, Carlson wrote. That's not true. Trump is complicit in an act of war. This is pretty strong stuff. This Daily Mail came just right now. The president has been in the middle of an ideological split among his most loyal MAGA supporters, primarily hardcore Zionists. I'm letting you guys know that. For most of the week, as different factions have voiced their support or opposition, because the ones opposition are not Zionists, both Carlson and former political strategist Steve Bannon appeared on each other's podcast on Monday, sharing their growing alarm that the president was launching another forever war in the Middle East that would effectively end his presidency. The quiet behind-the-scenes conversations appear to be successful, as Bannon conceded on Wednesday that Trump's followers could ultimately support the strikes in Iran if he made the case to the American people. I'm not going to support nothing. I don't care what Bannon says. Not going to happen. Tucker's a nice guy. He called and apologized the other day because he thought he said things that were a little bit too strong, and I appreciate that, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. Carlson spent significant time during the 2024 presidential campaign to support Trump. Republican hawks who support Trump's getting further involved with the war in Iran hammered Bannon and Carlson for their views, accusing them of acting as isolationists. Yeah, okay, I'm acting as an isolationist too. Go ahead and accuse me of that. I'm good with this. Leave other countries alone and stop getting us in the wars. If they want to kill each other over there, we'll pray for them. Have fun. Leave us out of your loop. Nobody else needs to die in the sandbox.
No. I had this discussion in detail with Hagman last night, and I said, here's what's happening right now. Everybody my age and even Dad's age, we've all watched this same narrative play out. He just brought up
over
the whole thing
and
with Kuwait,
over and over again.
The whole thing with Iraq. I mean, I had multiple buddies that went in Iraq and Fallujah and Marja and all that crap, and I watched what it did to them. And then we watched more wars in Afghanistan. I lost more friends over there, and the other wars keep going. And we reach a point where you start going, is this really necessary?
What's the point?
Or is this all one gigantic lie to push an agenda? Because they keep telling us the same thing over and over and over and over. And that's why this conflict, everybody's going 16%. That's all it's 16%.
I'm going to say this again. I said it the other day when you rolled your eyes at me. So I'm going to make you roll your eyes at me.
No, I was on a health kick, attention factor.
They had to do this to the American population with political Zionism with Theodore Herzl 100 years ago. They had to bring the country of Israel in. They had to make it pivotal as far as the end times of the return of Jesus. That's what the Scofield Reference Bible did. That way people would support, Zionist Christians would then support the formation of the country of Israel and give undying, unwavering support to Israel, saying that if you didn't support Israel, you would be cursed. They had to pull that narrative into this whole thing over 100 years ago in order to get that little sliver of land called Israel in the middle of a Muslim town, territory, Palestine, and slice it off. Now it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We had Wesley Clark talk about it just the other day on this show when we played that tape about how they had seven more countries they wanted to take out. We played it for you. All of this stuff is pivotal on Zionism and the support of the United States to Israel by conservative Baptist Christians who basically believe that no matter what Israel does, they have to be supported, including causing World War III, including enslaving the entire population of the planet. I spoke to a lady who was on our show years ago one time, and she told me after the show that even if Israel caused World War III, Austin, and the whole planet got destroyed and every single human being on planet Earth died, she would support them before they did it. And I'm like, that's a bit extreme, but she said that. And I thought to myself, this is insane. I can't believe this. Because we have been so programmed now with the Scofield Reference Bible. The Christians have. But now here's the problem, Austin. A lot of the churches no longer use the Scofield Reference Bible.
Exactly right.
And they've come out of that mold, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is all interpreted differently, 150 years ago. Where did this stuff come from?
Well, then, when anybody's actually sharp, they start reading the words of Jesus Christ in John 8 and going into detail on what he talked about, how these
children
guys,
of Satan.
Yeah, he said, your father's the devil. I'm not going to get into that whole thing. I mean, you can read John chapter 8. That entire section, that's not interpretation. That's the words of Jesus Christ. So take that up with him if you want to address that. But I got one last story I want to cover. This just came out yesterday. General Mills now is removing all colors from all U.S. cereals and food
Praise
by next
God.
Year. How long did this take?
Oh, this took Kennedy, 70 years.
Really? Then, I mean, this is good. Now, let's do it again with high fructose corn syrup. We're on a roll.
Yeah.
That's the next one. We got food dyes coming out of all these major manufacturers
just,
now.
You know, as hard as it is for me to say this, God, I hate to say it. I'm going to say it anyhow. Just go back to cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gosh, get rid of that high fructose corn syrup that's loaded with glyphosate. Just use cane sugar. It's bad for you, but it's not nothing. It's the not nothing. It's not nearly as bad for you. Excuse my grammar. It's not near for the grammar police out there. It's not nearly as bad as high fructose corn syrup.
Not even close. It's not even close.
And I mean, and if anything, sweeten the doggone stuff with monk fruit.
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
Oh,
especially
my God.
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not going to lie. I've had Cinnamon Toast Crunch before. It's unbelievably sweet. It's good. It's unbelievably unhealthy. Don't recommend it for anybody. You come out with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, and use some monk fruit in it. No high fructose corn syrup.
No glyphosate.
It's not a good food to eat on a regular basis, but if it's like a dessert, whatever, have at it. Just don't eat it for breakfast and blow your blood sugar through the roof.
I had a cookie the other night at a restaurant.
How was it?
They told me it would be the best cookie I'd ever eaten.
Was it?
It was an $8 cookie.
Better been the best cookie you ever had.
It's ridiculous.
You didn't bring me home. Well, I would have bought it.
Well, they tried to get me two of them for $14. I said, no, I'm going to try one cookie. This will be the best you ever. So they brought out with two scoops of ice cream, so it wasn't too expensive. $8. Well, you're in a restaurant,
and I know that sounds really good.
No, and I ate this cookie, and I thought, that's the best cookie I've ever had.
Now, you didn't grab me one,
and I did not ask for an ingredients list. I didn't do it.
They told me
they cooked it in butter, though.
No, I was about to say, usually the best cookies are always in butter.
They're all homemade.
Yeah, that margarine crap or soybean oil crap.
She told me, she said, I asked the waitress, her name was Holly. I said, what's your best thing on the dessert menu? She goes, The cookie. I looked at her. I said, yeah, whatever.
The cookie,
right? She goes, no, the cookie. So people come here just for the cookie.
Yeah, you're thinking some exotic, you know, chocolate cake, 8-layer chocolate cake.
The cookie. And my gosh, it was the best cookie I've ever eaten.
I'm not promoting eating cookies after dinner.
I'm not either, but it was really good. I promote Purple Sticks. I promote Fit Food.
Oh, gosh, I can't.
But every once in a while, but I had never had a cookie for a dinner dessert thing. It was
great. I did this the other day. I did this, and it was really good. The kids loved it. I got a place down in Mulberry. If you guys are down in Florida, they have certified organic grass-fed raw cow's milk. Certified. Everything's good.
State certified.
State certified. Great, great company. Great people. And it's raw, and it's some of the creamiest, best milk you'll ever try. I don't drink it very often because it's a lot of calories. I mix some of the Fit Food.
You did not.
With that whole milk.
Whoa.
It tasted like chocolate milk, like chocolate fudge milk.
Throw a couple of frozen bananas in there.
Yeah. I let Hunter try. Hunter goes, oh, I like this. I'll make you another one, Sonny. Called chocolate Fit Food milkshake. Well, that's about like 500-600 calories.
Yeah.
But no, if you're young, you're trying to grow, you're trying to gain weight, you're trying to eat, that right there. Peanut butter, bananas, organic whole milk.
I recommend almond butter instead.
You can do almond butter, too. Cashew butter is good, too.
Yeah.
And some Fit Food. Make yourself about a 700-900 calorie protein shake post-workout.
You can actually get some organic raw whipping cream and dump in there, too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but if you're doing the organic raw cow's milk, there's so many calories in that already.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know if it's
you know Gene, my buddy Gene Dawes?
Yeah.
We put him on a shake like that back in college, and he gained like 60 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's always my go-to.
He was 6'4" trying to gain weight.
I get tons of kids that ask me that. They're young. They're like, I want to pack on weight. I was like, you got to eat. You got to train hard. You got to eat. You got more growth and more natural testosterone in your body at 17, 18 years old than you'll ever have the rest of your life.
Gene was 6'4" and 140 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And he went on this program after about 4 months. He's at 200
pounds. Yeah.
He's like a Gia pet. He's getting bigger and
grower.
Bigger.
Oh, my God. Got to eat, man. Got to eat. So, again, that's what we give you guys, my friends, the best, highest quality supplements. And, you know, I'll tell you guys, we had a meeting yesterday with one of our main suppliers, and we're doing everything we can to keep our prices where we're at. So, you've noticed we haven't had price increases, even with this tariff nonsense in theater. We're keeping everything as stable as we can for you because we want you to be able to keep it stable as well on your shelf. So, I appreciate appreciate you, my friend. You need anything, Team Health Masters, have an awesome night. Thank you so much.
Hey, and thanks for your support.
Yes.
We're trying to have fun on the show, though. We're not, because some of the news is kind of morbid.
Hey,
if it was, a lot of it's morbid. And so remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, for he is the author, he is the finisher, he is the perfecter of our faith. Heck, he made us. And so he's our creator. Always love him with all of your heart and do what pleases him. I love you guys. I love praying for you guys. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, y'all.